Thomas Stearns Eliot, of course, was American. He was born, I think, in Boston or somewhere around there. But you wouldn't know because he became very Anglophile. Indeed, I think he renounced his American citizenship, became a British citizen, and then renounced his American citizenship, I think. But has given us lots of stuff. And this one I've loved since I was, again, a child. These all come from a book I had when I was about 14 called The Sheldon Book of Verse. It's from Oxford University Press, but it has a great big anthology of lovely stuff, at least lovely stuff then. This is McCavity, and of course it was part of the Cats story from Andrew Lloyd Webber. This is all about McCavity, the mystery cat. McCavity is a mystery cat. He's called the Hidden Paw, for he's the master criminal who can defy the law. He's the bafflement of Scotland Yard, the flying squad's despair, for when they reach the scene of crime, McCavity is not there. McCavity, McCavity, there's no one like McCavity. He's broken every human law. He breaks the law of gravity. His powers of levitation would make a fakir stare. And when you reach the scene of crime, McCavity's not there. You may seek him in the basement, you may look up in the air, but I tell you once and once again, McCavity's not there. McCavity's a ginger cat. He's very tall and thin. You'd know him if you saw him, for his eyes are sunken in. His brow is deeply lined with thought. His head is highly domed. His coat is dusty from neglect. His whiskers are uncombed. He sways his head from side to side with movements like a snake. And when you think he's half asleep, he's always wide awake. McCavity, McCavity, there's no one like McCavity, for he's a fiend in feline shape, a monster of depravity. You may meet him in a by street, you may see him in the square, but when a crime's discovered, then McCavity's not there. He's outwardly respectable, they say he cheats at cards, and his footprints are not found in any file of Scotland Yards. And when the larder's looted, or the jewel case is rifled, or when the milk is missing, or another peak's been stifled, or the greenhouse glass is broken, and the trellis beyond repair, aye, there's the wonder of the thing, McCavity's not there. And when the Foreign Office finds a treaty's gone astray, or the Admiralty lose some plans and drawings, by the way, there may be a scrap of paper in the hall or on the stair, but it's useless to investigate. McCavity's not there. And when the loss has been disclosed, the Secret Service say, it must have been McCavity. Oh, but he's a mile away. You'll be sure to find him resting, or a licking of his thumbs, or engaged in doing complicated long division sums. McCavity, McCavity, there's no one like McCavity. There never was a cat of such deceitfulness and suavity. He always has an alibi and one or two to spare. At whatever time the deed took place, McCavity wasn't there. And they say that all the cats whose wicked deeds are widely known, I might mention Mungo Jerry, I might mention Griddlebone, are nothing more than agents for the cat who all the time just controls their operations, the Napoleon of crime. I think that should be dedicated to Nev.